If you can call him in the morning, he takes care of you. Give God some noise in this house. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He desires you to praise him. He's been good to us. Hallelujah. This is day 203. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Only 162 more days to go in the year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank him. Because this is another day the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad that he let you be in the day. Hallelujah. Everybody glad to be here. Yeah. Hallelujah. We've been blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We still got our friends' benefits, and we're all in overflow. Hallelujah. So we're just giving God the glory and the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. All he has done and continues to do for us. Hallelujah. God has kept us yet another day and allowed us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. We could have been gone through the week, but he brought us on into this 203rd day of the year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're not here because we've been holy. We're not here because we did everything we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. But we're here by his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. 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 So we love the Lord today. We honor him. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. We praise God for our presider, Ella Swenson. And all the other preachers in the house, we praise God for you. Wave your hand. Everybody that holds the office in the church, raise your hand. Praise God. We praise God for you. Now everybody else are lay people, so raise your hand. Praise God. We praise God for every lay person in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody's special. Everybody's somebody. And everybody's important. Hallelujah. Everybody looks good. Hallelujah. And everybody is God's own creation. Hallelujah. And you are so special, there's only one of a kind. Hallelujah. You are an original. Hallelujah. And tell somebody you can't find me nowhere else. Okay. Hallelujah. You're the one and only. Hallelujah. There ever was and ever will be. There'll never be another one exactly like you. Hallelujah. So we praise God for his speciality and his creation. Our text today is in the book of Psalms 24, verse 1 and 2. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand near the spiritual man, mental man, and physical man. We count them all as naught. And we cast them into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send a word full of your enrichment, your power, your deliverance, your healing, your peace, your joy. Send a word to cause us to do what you have us to do. Be what you have us to be. In the name of Jesus we pray. Bless God and we shall be blessed. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. I'll read there, Psalms 24, verse 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he founded upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. We, from time to time, get all stressed out over things that we claim to be ours. We sometimes part friends because of these very earthly items. Family members have grown apart from one another because of things that they have and desire to have, and especially when a loved one leaves here. Some have fallen out and never get back together because of earthly things that someone else had in their possession and didn't leave it to you. But we got to remember that it's not ours. It's the Lord's. We got to remember that we are just stewards on this earth. And don't you know, the more you got, the more you're going to have to give account of? We're going to have to give account of our stewardship. Every little item that God has allowed to come in your possession gonna have to be accounted for. You know, on in his earthly business thing, they have audits. And when they go through the audits, every little thing must come up with a value and must come up with what happened to it. If it's not there at the time of the order, you got to justify where it went. Well, and we have a hard time with those little things. And a lot of times it's dealing with just one particular facet. But think about from day zero up until the day you close your eyes and transcend into the beyond this earth. Every little thing, not only that, even the words that you say, you got to give an account for. Because everything is the Lord, and whether you are abusing it, whether you are wasting it, or whether you just don't do nothing with it at all, it's the Lord's. Hallelujah. And we tend to crave it so bad and so much that some of these things have become our God. And he tells us that thou shalt have no other God before him. Sometimes we just love things too much. We love them more than we love God. We'll fight over some earthly things. We can have to knock out, drag out fights, and some even kill one another over some earthly thing that you're claiming to be yours. But you need to wake up and realize that it's not mine. I can't take it with me. When I leave this place, Job had reminded you that naked you came into this world. When you leave, you're going to leave naked. It doesn't matter whether you do like they used to do in Egypt, bury your treasure with you. It's just going to be there in the earth. What you going to spend it on? Ain't nothing in that box but you. But Jesus told us to send up heavenly treasures. Where the moth don't eat it up. Rust doesn't corrode it. And thieves can't come in and steal it. You need to give it back to whom it came from. You need to realize that the earth is the Lord. And everything that's in it. It's all his. No matter how many times you claim and what papers you got growing up saying it's yours, it is not yours, it's his. Even yourself doesn't even belong to you. You can't claim nothing on this earth. Because even you and me belongs to him. Yes. We are the Lord's. And you're here for his glory. Not ours. But we want to take his glory. We want to claim everything. We about like it was when Jesus, after being baptized, he was led of the Spirit into the mountains and the wilderness. And there he spent 40 days, 40 nights. In the words there, during that time, he didn't eat anything. It didn't say anything about drinking, so I assume he drank some water, but he just didn't eat. That's what the words said. And after 40 days and 40 nights without food, tell somebody he had to be hungry. And the devil knew that. The devil knows what's going on in your house. Talking about this house. Not necessarily the building you're living in, but this house. That building doesn't mean a thing. But the thing that you're going to have to give an account of is this house. That nobody can take from you but yourself. The devil paid him a visit. And the first thing he does is spread doubt. The church is full of people with doubt. Nobody's up to par because everybody's doubting everybody. We preached last Sunday, love me. Don't judge me. But that's what we do. We sit in judgment. We may not be on the bench with a gavel. But you're doing it just the same. And he said, if. We talked about that word about a month or so ago. Here it is again. The devil's using it to spread doubt. If you're saved. You ought to be doing thus and thus and thus if you're saved. You ought to be, you're supposed to be doing this or doing that if you are saved. And then there we go, trying to prove that we are saved. Tell somebody, you can't prove that you're saved. You just got to know it. So the devil said, if that be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. I know you're hungry. Yeah, but Jesus said, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. But every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus could have changed the stone, but he won't prove that he was the Son of God. He's just letting them know that you got to go by the whole scripture. And he goes on to and moves him to the pinnacle. Carried to the holy city. They don't care if you're in church or not. That's why he wants to spread his doubt anyway. Is amongst the church people. Because if you got them doubting and not believing, they can't do nothing.
That's right.
If everybody's got together in one accord, mountains can be moved. Valleys can be brought up. Hills can be made smooth. Pretty places can be made straight. If we are all one accord, it is the Lord. And if we realize that it's the Lord, we'll stop fighting one another. We'll stop being against one another if we just realize it's the Lord. Took him to the holy temple on the pinnacle of the temple and said, here he goes again, if you are the Son of God. Now, if you as holy as you said you are, you can work some miracles around this his house. If you are as holy as you think you are, you just spread all kind of doubt. You wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't be doing that. You'll act this way. You'll act that way. You'll talk this way. You do that. We get all kind of things that put in doubt in somebody's salvation. If you are the Son of God, if it is written, thou shalt send his angels, give him charge over you. If you are, you just jump down. From off this pinnacle. And God's going to send his angel. Because he said he would. To lift you up, he's going to send his angel to catch you before you hit the ground. If you are the Son of God, that's about saying, take your sobriety, big trucks, but Steve still does. It's just like you say, if you're a child of God, jump out in front of that Big Mac. He'll pick you up or the truck hit you. And then you jump out there. Bad day. But Jesus said, it's also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then he didn't quit. But he cried him one more time. He took him to a high mountain. And where it says, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment's time. And then he said, all of this. Tell his neighbor, he'll make promises to you, but he can't fulfill them. All of this I give you. All you got to do is worship me. And I can see it now, throwing in the towel. Because we want these earthly glories. We want to do what so-and-so is doing. We want to have like they got. But the main thing here we want you to see is he'll offer you things that it can't fulfill. Here he is trying to give God back what is already God. I'm going to give you these glories and these kingdoms, but he knows the scripture. He may like but Jimmy. He may like he don't know him sometimes. He'll say some things to you that make you think like he got all of this stuff. But he's a deceiver. And a cheater too. He is the greatest deceiver the world has ever seen. And he knows just how to push your buttons. He tried to give Jesus what Jesus already got. He forgot David had written in scripture, the earth is the Lord. And the world is the Lord. Everything is the Lord. He created it. And everything that's made is made from his creation. He didn't, somebody say he didn't make the automobile, but he made the stuff that makes the automobile. So it's still his. You got to remember, you own nothing. You bought nothing in this world. You can't take nothing out. You don't own yourself. Hallelujah, because if you did, you would never die. You belong to the Lord. I read another scripture that says, the Lord gave and the Lord takes away. Everything is his. Glory be to God. I heard as I come, prepare to quit and tell somebody, if I shut up the heavens and there be no more rain, if I send pestilence in the land amongst my people. If I send the locusts to devour the land, if my people, are you the Lord's? Everybody in here belong to the Lord? If my people that are called by my name, my people, my name, not your people, not your name, But my people, if my people will call that I call that I call that I call by my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, just humble themselves. I wish I had three people to tell somebody, humble yourself.
Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
Humble yourself. Our problem is we won't humble ourselves, Sister Ashley. We won't humble ourselves. We want to be top dog. We want to be the ruler. We're about like Trump. Want to boss everybody and can't boss nobody. If you humble yourself and pray, tell somebody you got to pray. And while you pray, you need to be seeking the Lord's face. And he's not talking about looking at his natural face. Seeking his face in the word. Seek the scriptures. Search him out. And know who he is. And what he's capable of doing. That seek my face. Hallelujah. And turn from your wicked way. Turn from your hateful attitude. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn to start having that my way or the highway. Turn to my word. Turn to be obedient to what the Lord said. Turn and realize it's not mine. It's the Lord. Did somebody say did? Did. Not before. It ain't gonna happen till you turn from your way. Turn from start having your way. Turn. Doesn't matter how it looks to you. Turn to the way of the Lord. Low and humble is the way. Turn. Then, the Lord said, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Is there anybody in the house knows that it's the Lord? Hallelujah. Do we have three people? One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. That can stand up and say, it's the Lord.
It's the Lord. It's the Lord.
It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. God got it. God can deliver. God got it. God will bring it forth. It's the Lord. Heal it. It's the Lord. Deliverance is the Lord. Joy is the Lord. Peace is the Lord. It's the Lord. Even disease is Lord. Yes. And he said, I send pestilence. Uh-huh. Those are diseases. Yeah. And new ones are popping up all the time. That's right. Because we won't pray. Jesus. We won't turn from our wicked ways. God's word will be true. Yes. And it's going to come forth. Yes. Hallelujah. Because he cannot lie. God said, I will. If you just be still and know that I'm God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just remember. Don't get all in a frenzy. And things ain't going your way. Don't get all upset. Know that he's God. And he's going to do what he said he would do. I give you perfect peace. But you got to turn from your ways and keep your mind stayed on him. Seek in my face. And what you're doing, you're finding out that everything that's happening is for my good. It may not be good to me now, but punishment is never good when it's happening. But it turns out for you good later on. Hallelujah. The only reason you're going through some things is because God said you're mine and I need you to go through it. You remember, he's the potter. You are the clay. And sometimes your rough vessel got a little rough. And he needs to smooth you out. He needed to scrape off some things. Anybody ever been scraped with anything? Yes. Did it feel good while you were being scraped? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might hurt. But look what he went through. How he hurt for us. Paul said, what we're going to get doesn't even mount up, don't even come close to what we're going to receive in our eternal glory. For these light afflictions, and we think they're tough. And you know why? What? As long as you think they're tough, tough they will be. As long as you think you can't handle it, you won't do. You won't be able to handle it. Because your mind determines how it's going to work out. But even your mind belongs to him. God bless you.